message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this magnificent Monday, rubbing off on me from having Rick Randall on the show. And we're pretty excited because one of the things that is happening in Lansing is they're focused on the budget. They've already began the setup of the committees, House Appropriations, staying pretty much the same as last year. Senate, until the 35th Senate District gets elected to know whether or not we are going to have 19 Republicans to 19 Democrats with total gridlock happening in the state Senate. Well, for right now, the Democrats control the Senate majority 19 to 18. That seat will not be resolved until May. Well, just a month later, the end of June, June 30th, the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has asked the legislature to send her their budget for fiscal year 2027. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that whole process plays out. Well, one of the things that the governor did returning from her trip to Davos, Switzerland. Governor Gretchen Whitmer returned after a week-long trip to Switzerland, where she participated in the World Economic Forum annual meeting for 2026. She visited with business leaders around the world while there in Switzerland. She met with and visited specifically with Switzerland Global Enterprise, the Hilti Group, EMS Chemie, Juice Technology, and Oaklawn during the trip, where she said these corporations strengthen their relationships while she attempted to seek them moving to Michigan and bringing jobs to our economy. Showing up matters. And when Michigan has a seat at the table, we're able to make the case for why our state is the best place to invest, build, and grow. While at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Whitmer participated in a panel discussing the future of electric vehicles. And the panel was two other state governors, as well as a discussion about the talent pipeline that's required for advancing the manufacturing. Michigan Economic Development Corporation CEO Quentin Messer Jr. said the representatives for economic development in the state were able to meet with business and investment leaders to help further the economy for the state. Investment missions like these led by Governor Whitmer and the MEDC sent a clear signal that Michigan is serious, engaged, and ready to win on the global stage. Well, now that we're heading into the end of January this Saturday, the governor is now preparing and working on her State of the State address, what her goals are, what her legislative agenda items are, heading into the last year of her governorship. As everybody knows, August 4th is the primary for the parties to pick their candidates to run for governor. November 3rd will be the general election. And then the new governor will be sworn in on January 1st of 2027. So what is it exactly Governor Gretchen Whitmer is going to want to say in her very last State of the State address she gives probably next month in February? It's going to be very interesting to see what she lays out and what she hopes to accomplish. But one of the things that the absolute situation is going to come down to, who is going to win this 35th state senate district race? Right now, the Republicans control the House 58-52. But in the Senate side, it's 19 Democrats to 18 Republicans. Right now, the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks, is a Democrat. Now, if this primary takes place in February and the election in May elects a Republican, what we're going to end up with, folks, is 19 Republicans to 19 Democrats heading into the last year of Whitmer's governorship. How is that going to affect even getting a budget passed? How is that going to affect her legislative agenda? So one of the things I think we have to look at is different ideas. Now, one of the philosophies out there is let the free market reign. Republican State Senate candidate Michael Markey Jr. is pushing his new book about helping readers take control of their retirement investments is a reflection of also his political philosophy as he seeks state office. The former congressional and gubernatorial candidate Markey said, "The American dream is different for everyone. Whether it's home ownership or a college education," Markey said, "a person can be financially independent." The Ottawa County financial advisor said the themes in his book align with his political ideology. Being an American truly is the freedom to figure out what is best for you. And that is different for everybody. That philosophy, he said, would guide his approach to policymaking if he gets elected, starting with education. Markey said he views education as a foundational tool that helps people gain confidence in their abilities and the basic skills needed to become financially independent. Beyond education, Markey pointed to labor policies, another area where he believes the free market principles could be applied. For example, the ongoing debate over Michigan's tipped wage credit. He said he has proposed allowing restaurants to reclassify waitstaff and other hospitality workers as subcontractors rather than calling them employees. Imagine it would be somewhat like a hairstylist or a barber. They rent their chair. How different would that be from renting a spot on the floor of a restaurant? Or maybe getting a percentage of the sales plus your tips. Markey says under his proposal, workers could take advantage of small business tax deductions, while restaurants would avoid regulatory requirements tied to bringing tipped employees up to the minimum wage. He argued the approach would address concerns raised by the restaurant industry during past efforts that they, in Lansing, wanted to eliminate the tip credits. Markey also said the shift could also result in the creation of more small businesses, with wait staff and other workers effectively operating as independent contractors. To make that possible, he said the state would need to recognize the arrangement without creating an entirely new licensing structure. I don't want to create new licenses. That's how you end up with more bureaucratic power. But simply, if the state acknowledges these new work models, then they could see it potentially as a small business operating within a larger business. That's a completely different thing. Markey emphasized that participation would be voluntary, leaving restaurants and workers to determine which model made sense for them. No one is saying you have to go into that particular relationship. Again, leave it up to the free market. If people want it, they want it. If they don't want it, they don't have to do it. But he said subcontracting concepts could potentially be applied in other industries as well, including agriculture, service-based work, where compensation is simply tied to performance and quality. When asked about the Republican primary, Markey said he was not only concerned, adding that he does not view his primary opponent as a serious threat. However, based on his previous run for Congress, has helped him build experience and relationships across different wings, factions of the party. We Republicans need to stop fighting each other. I used to say we agree on about 80%, but now I think it's actually getting closer to 95%. Markey said his book is not the only platform he used to outline his positions, noted also that he is a radio host on a local radio station in the district. It's not hard for anybody to find where I stand on things. I've made my opinions very clear. And if elected, Markey said he will focus on solving problems he believes the state has for decades, particularly in education and economic growth. So we have a good candidate running. However, they don't mention which district or what area. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today here on this Monday. Want you to mark your calendars for two events in July. I've already spoken about these already, but for those of you who haven't heard, we are going to have a big party, 250th Happy Birthday Party for America, 4th of July, Saturday, down at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan. This is located in Clare County, right off of M-115, very easy to get to. Saturday, 4th of July, 2026. We will have the details coming soon as to who is going to be performing at this event, but it is going to be a big party. And we need you guys to be there. Tell everybody, mark your calendars. Saturday, 4th of July, libertymountainusa.com is the website. They're located at 1001 Mott, M-O-T-T, Mountain Road in Farwell, Michigan. It's right off of M-115, just a few miles south of M-10. Very easy to get to. Can't wait for this party. It's going to be a blast. And speaking of blast, 2 weeks later, Saturday, July 18th, the 7th annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast by the Antrim County Conservative Union is going to be held in Antrim County, Richard Davis's compound there on Muckle Road. It has gun ranges available. There will be a pin shoot set up for knocking down bowling pins with your handguns. We're also going to allow people to use the 100-yard rifle range to sight in your deer rifles. And then, of course, the shorter range, we're going to be teaching firearm safety to the kids. This year, the prices are $40 for adults, $20 for teenagers, and the children 12 and under are free. And if you bring a young person with you, you have to accompany them to the firearm safety training, because there they will be learning firearm safety and they'll be shooting a .22 handgun and a .22 rifle. So you need to make sure that you are there with them. Once they go through the training, they'll put their name into a hat. We have one but not two long barrel rifles for them. One is a shotgun, actually. The other is a .22 rifle. John Palmer of Palmer Farms in Onaway, our pig farmer, he's got a .22 for the young ones. And then Nick Wallace, J2 Construction, Harbor Springs, Petoskey area. He has purchased from Curtis Gunsmithing a 20-gauge Benelli Nova shotgun. So we'll have two young people leaving with a new .22 rifle and a new 20-gauge shotgun. All the information is on the website. acconservatives.org. Just read the post, understand everything that's going on, then go up into the top right corner and click on donate. When you click on donate, our PayPal account will pop up. Put in the dollar amount of the tickets you're buying. If you're buying more than one ticket, you need to put in the box there where it says note to seller. You need to give us the names of the individuals that you're buying tickets for. Then when you make the donation using your credit debit card, you'll be able to get an email receipt sent to you from our PayPal account. That is your ticket. So either print out the email or take a picture of it, and that's who you show at the gate, the security person, to get in Saturday, July 18th in Antrim County. We're excited because we're asking once again Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig to be smoking our pork, and we are going to have all kinds of candidates coming to the event July 18th, just a couple of weeks before the August 4th primary. So we want to get to know these people, ask them their questions. Maybe, just maybe, you'll make up your mind who you want to vote for. So we're excited. We want you guys to mark it on the calendar. Make sure you're fully aware of it. And that way, you won't have any excuse. Randy, I've got a family reunion. No. Tell them to change the date because we need you guys there. So Dr. Jeff from the Sioux Animal Hospital, he plans on doing his very special event, riding his horse and shooting targets. So we're excited. It's going to be a bunch of fun, and hopefully the weather will be absolutely gorgeous, a lot warmer than it is today, that's for sure. So again, if you'd like to get the link to that website, just text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast. Either one will get you a link sent directly to your phone, computer, and you can do it online. If you have any problems or issues, just give me a call or a text, and I'll walk you through it. So, very excited. Also, looking forward on Saturday, there's still some tickets available if you're interested. 1 o'clock on Rochester Road in Oakland Township, the Secretary of State candidates will be participating in a debate forum. Laura Logan, Seth Kessel are going to be the moderators. I'll be there attending, watching, listening to the candidates, and then they're going to do a straw poll as to who you think you would be supporting at the upcoming endorsement convention for Secretary of State. That's, again, this Saturday, January 31st, 1 o'clock in Oakland Township. Now, they are planning, trying to figure out how to get together a live stream so that you folks from Northern Michigan and the UP can watch it live as it takes place. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux City.